The nation's highest minimum wage goes into effect Wednesday, January 1st in the city of SeaTac. For all the national attention the new $15 an hour minimum has received, it affects a small number of businesses. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Carnell Singh owns the SeaTac Crest Motor Inn just south of the airport. He's a small business owner with just 8 employees. That's small enough to be exempt from the new minimum wage law approved by SeaTac voters this fall. But he says even small business owners are unhappy about the minimum wage in town rising by nearly $6.
It will be hard to find good workers in future for us.
Singh says he currently pays his housekeepers, desk clerks, and shuttle drivers less than $15 an hour. He worries he'll have to compete with SeaTac's big hotels, which do have to pay their workers $15 or more dollars an hour in the new year.
Yes, I have no choice. If people don't stay work with us and go run with the big business, make more money, then I have no choice. I have to raise it.
The new law covers large hotels and large parking lots, but exempts most other businesses. Of course, supporters of the new law are hoping it will spread beyond the workers it directly benefits in one small town next to a big airport. Supporters say they'll appeal a King County judge's recent ruling that businesses inside SeaTac International Airport don't have to comply with the new law. With that ruling, the law covers only about one-fourth as many workers as it would have. Some activists see the Seattle area as the epicenter of a renewed labor movement nationwide. Seattle's new mayor and new socialist council member have both called for a $15 minimum wage in their city. Washington already has the nation's highest statewide minimum wage. It's going up 13 cents to keep up with inflation. Starting January 1st, the new statewide minimum is $9.32 an hour. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.